such strange circumstances? And why should I, of all people, have anything useful to tell him? The mysterious caller was a television producer planning a new reality series that would deal with the familiar, almost irresistible human urge to snoop. If you're anything like me, you do more than passively observe the surroundings when you enter someone's living space for the first time. I find it hard not to look around and collect, filter, and process information about the occupant. Would I be so kind as to excuse the host while she goes to the bathroom? Absolutely. She's gone. Right. Hightail it over to the bookcase. Scan the books. A guidebook to budget travel in Madagascar. A tiny gift edition of Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own. Interesting. Now the photos. All but one show my host with a big group of friends, and each picture projects an image of drunken hilarity. No time to dwell, I just heard the toilet flush, and there are still the CDs, the trash basket, and that pile of junk on the windowsill. And all this is before I've had a chance to snoop through her medicine cabinet. I mean, kindly be excused to powder my nose. Medicine cabinets are such quintessential snooping sites that I've often thought it would be fun to surprise snoopers with a visitor's book inside. The television producers were taking this common snooping impulse to its logical endpoint.